They're pointing, they're clicking, and they're buying.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. Wall Street is still dark, but in Europe this morning, shares in a little company called Amazon are up almost 15%. Last night, the online king said its third quarter profit leapt 62%. Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson joins us live from New York. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Why is Amazon crushing it in the earnings department?
Well, it's partly because of the Kindle, the e-reader. Amazon says that was its top-selling product, which probably explains why everybody's trying to come out with an e-reader of their own. You'll remember just earlier this week, Barnes & Noble said it was going to start making the Nook.
Yep.
And by the way, in response to that, Amazon said yesterday it's going to cut the price of the Kindle to match the Nook's starting price of $259. E-readers aside, though, there's also something else going on, which is a shift toward online purchases in this recession. Amazon, already the largest online retailer, is being helped by that. They say that will help them going into the holiday season.
Speaking of holiday sales, Jeremy, I saw something, a headline about the Amazon-Walmart book price war going on. What's the latest?
Yeah, that refers to a complaint that's come from the American Booksellers Association, which is angry that Amazon.com and Walmart.com have gotten into a price war. You know, you go into a bookstore, now you can get a book for $35, but now you can go on these websites and get them for like $9. So the Booksellers Association says this could put smaller booksellers out of business. It wants the Justice Department to investigate.
Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson, live in New York. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Bill.
Big news out of Europe a few minutes ago. The European Union has approved Merck's takeover of Schering-Plough. This would create the second biggest global producer of prescription medicines. The EU said the deal is not anti-competitive. It still needs approval, though, from the U.S. Federal Trade Commission. European markets are higher this morning, and that includes London, even though the UK bummed everybody out this morning. They were expected to report their economy grew last quarter, and they're out of recession. Instead, Britain's GDP fell 0.4%. Still, corporate earnings have exceeded expectations. Asian markets gained more than 1% today, and yesterday in New York, the Dow bounced 131 points and closed at 10,081. President Obama is at MIT today talking about clean energy, which is a hot topic for the whole country. This week, New York City announced plans to create 13,000 so-called green jobs over the next decade. Marketplace's Alisa Roth explains what the big green apple is planning to do and what other cities can learn.
New York's plan includes projects that'll do everything from cleaning up old industrial sites to making buildings more energy efficient. It's supposed to bring more green businesses to the city and train people for green jobs. Mark Eisman directs the New York Urban Program for the Natural Resources Defense Council, and he says New York's expertise in financial markets will help with things like carbon trading.
Wall Street will need to play a leading role in that new field, and so it's natural with Wall Street located in New York that we work to make sure that we're the leaders in that.
The city is putting up some of its own money, but it hopes to attract funds from other sources. Seth Pinsky is president of the New York City Economic Development Corporation.
So the $7.5 million that we're using in city funding is going to, we believe, spur investment on a much greater scale.
The city started several similar initiatives lately, including business incubators for food and fashion. The mayor's up for re-election next month. In New York, I'm Alisa Roth for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by SunGard. $25 trillion of investment assets are accounted for with software from SunGard Financial Systems. More information at sunguard.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
A chunk of the stories we tell you about on this show involve white-collar crime. Bernie Madoff, of course. This week it was accused insider trader Raj Rajaratnam. There is a new TV series premiering tonight on USA Networks that is about these kinds of criminals and the agents who track them. It's called White Collar. The show's creator is Jeff Easton. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
In your show, actor Matt Bomer plays Neil Caffrey, a con artist with fashionable threads and away with the ladies. Here's a clip.
Is it true you just got out of prison?
Do I look like I just got out of prison?
Jeff, why do we glamorize the white-collar criminal?
I've always been fascinated by these guys like Neil. I've had some friends in my life that are this way, not necessarily criminals, but they're these kind of guys that you could take and you could drop them anywhere in the world you want with really nothing. And by the end of the day, they're going to be having dinner at the palace, you know, and sleeping with the princess.
Right. The Leo DiCaprio.
Exactly.
Model.
Yeah. And I mean, I think, you know, with Frank Abagnale, you have to respect a guy who, you know, by most true accounts, you know, handed his wallet to a federal agent and said, "Here, watch this for me." I think there's a little part of us that wishes we could be that bold in our daily lives, or we could be that charming.
I understand the Madoff scandal broke while you were filming the pilot.
Yep, I think actually we were on Fifth Avenue when I got the call.
What do you want your viewers to come away thinking about white collar crimes?
We're trying to actually show that there are some downsides. One of the things we've done is tried to really put a human face on the victims. I think one of the tough things about the Bernie Madoff story, I saw the news media having a little bit of trouble trying to find the victim. It's tough when you've got, you know, a multimillionaire who's lost 10%. For us, a lot of that was really kind of digging into the stories and saying, okay, who really got hurt here? Because it's not a victimless crime. And, you know, I think we've done a fairly good job of showing the ramifications of this. It's like, yeah, you know, this guy can drive a Bentley and he gets the penthouse. But on the other side, you know, there's somebody down on this side who's out on the street. There's a kid over here that didn't get the operation he needed.
The show is called White Collar. It's on USA Networks. And the creator is Jeff Easton. Jeff, thank you.
Thank you.
That's TV. In the movie business, film studios want you to have to wait before you rent a movie. The Los Angeles Times reports the studios are considering a new policy that would block DVDs for rental until several weeks after you have a chance to buy them. This is Marketplace Morning Report. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.